This is Chuck Cecil for American Forces Radio and Television Service, and in this edition of the Countdown, it'll be a display of the 10 most popular records in the United States during the last week of July in the year of 1950. From a compilation of music magazines, sheet music sales, jukebox selections, and record sales, these are the original and sometimes scratchy recordings that now make up the Big Band Countdown. The last week of July, swinging year 1950, counting down to record number 10.
Count every rose, every firefly, for that's how many times I missed you. Heaven knows I miss you. Count every leaf on a willow tree. Count every wave on a stormy sea. Count every star, and darling, when you do, you'll know the times I have cried for you.
Trumpet and big band of Ray Anthony holding down 10th place that last week of July 1950 with their recording of Count Every Star. Dick Knoll sang the words. The last week of July 1950, counting down to record number 9.
Neath the stars above, he was the sweetest man you ever did see. When he held me in his arms and told me of my many charms, he kissed me while the fiddles played the Bonaparte's retreat. All the world was bright when he held me on that night, and I heard him say, "Please don't ever go away." When he held me in his arms and told me of my many charms, he kissed me while the fiddles played the Bonaparte's retreat. Thank you. many charms. He kissed me while the fiddles played the Bonaparte's retreat. All the world was bright when he held me on that night, and I heard him say, please, don't you go away. He's gone, and I'll admit I knew that I had met my Waterloo. I knew that he would say adieu with Bonaparte's retreat. Goodbye, little boy. Goodbye, little joy. Goodbye, little boy. So long, little joy. Goodbye, little boy.
That last week of July 1950 found K-Star and her recording of Bonaparte's retreat as record number 9, Lou Busch conducted the orchestra. K-Star with the 9th most popular record in the Big Band Countdown. Are you tired of feeling run down? Do you want to be more physically fit? Well, jogging may be the answer. A slow, steady run of just 1 mile a day can help you get back into shape. You lose weight, relieve frustration, and stimulate your brain. Jogging is free, quick, and convenient, no matter what your age. Jogging can help build a more alive you. Don't settle for that run-down feeling. Start running your mile today. That last week of July, swinging year, 1950. Senator Joseph McCarthy was making headlines with his investigation into communism into the United States government. And Harry S. Truman, President of the United States, had some comments on McCarthyism.
McCarthyism. I'm not referring to the senator from Wisconsin. He's only important in that his name has taken on a dictionary meaning in the world. That meaning is the corruption of truth, the abandonment of our historical devotion to fair play. It is the abandonment of due process of law. It is the use of the big lie and the unfounded accusation against any citizen in the name of Americanism and security.
The voice of President Truman during that last week of July, 1950. In music, there were new jazz performers making new records.
Thank you.
A sampling of what was happening in American music away from the popularity charts. Miles Davis, his trumpet, and his orchestra have made that record of Moon Dreams just 4 months before this survey. This is Chuck Cecil with a big band extra. The last week of July, 1950, counting down the popularity charts to record number 8. Jenkins, his piano, orchestra, and chorus, their recording of Bewitched, record number 8 during the last week of July, 1950. Counting down to record number 7. Lombardo and his Royal Canadians, their recording of the Third Man theme, record number 7, that last week of July, 1950. Don Rodney featured on guitar, record number 7 in the Big Band Countdown. Did you know that the color of an automobile can mean the difference between life and death for the driver? That the color in your living room has a direct effect on how happy your marriage is? Your color preferences reveal the kind of person you are. A room in which red dominates increases your blood pressure, quickens muscular reactions, excites emotions, produces a feeling of restlessness. Red causes high-strung people to become nervous and excitable. If you're the nervous type, go easy on red in your home furnishings and clothing. Green or blue colors slow down muscular response, calm the nerves, and encourage calm thinking. Time passes faster in a blue room. If you're the lazy type, the red room might help stimulate you to more activity. Color can play an important part in your emotional well-being. We thought you'd like to know. That last week of July, 1950, the war in Korea was less than a month old. 62,000 reservists were being called up. And this record was less than 2 months old. Dorsey, his alto, and his big band with an extra. Sweet George Brown, the tune, recorded just 10 weeks before this survey. In that survey, we're counting down now to record number 6.
Won't you play some simple melody like my mother sang to me? with a good old-fashioned harmony. Play some simple melody.
Musical demons, set your honey a-dreamin', won't you play me some rag? Just change that classical nag to some sweet, beautiful drag. If you will play from a copy of a tune that is choppy, you'll get all my applause. And that is simply because I want to listen to rag. Musical demons at your honey's dream, won't you play me some rag? Just change that classical nag
my mother
to some sweet, beautiful drag. If you will play from a copy of a tune that is choppy, you'll get all my applause. And that is
simply
because I want to listen to rag.
Father and son singing team with record number 6 that last week of July 1950. Bing Crosby, his oldest son Gary, along with Matty Matlock's All-Stars, play a simple melody. This is Chuck Cecil for American Forces Radio and Television Service with the Big Band Countdown. In this edition, it's a survey of the top 10 records in the United States during the last week of July in the swinging year 1950. From vintage editions of Billboard, Cashbox, Downbeat, Metronome, Orchestra, World, and Variety comes this presentation of original, scratchy records that now make up the Big Band Countdown.
Christmas cards and packages. It'll be a smiley sound full of friendship. Let's try. Good. Now let's put in the sound of mailing early at the post office. Okay, now all together to get the whole sound of Christmas mail that comes before Christmas.
The last week of July, 1950. Counting down the popularity chart. Counting down now to record number 5.
Here's a happy tune you'll love to croon. They call it Sam's Song. It's catchy as can be, the melody. They call it Sam's Song. Nothing on your mind, and then you find you're humming Sam's Song. why it makes you grin. Gets under your skin, as only a song can do.
The people that you meet out on the street, all whistling Sam's song. Everyone you see will soon agree that it's a grand song. So forget your troubles and wear a smile. You'll find you'll never go wrong. If you learn to groove this happy tune, they call it Sam's song.
And now another treatment, this classic American theme, brought to you by Mr. Gaddy Crosby.
Here's a happy tune
that'll bring you a smile all the while. When you croon it, you're really in style.
And the title is Sam's song.
It's catchy as can be,
with a sly little beat and the melody sweet, keeps you tapping your feet.
And the title is Sam's song. Nothing on your mind
but the news of the day and the bills you must pay. Keep your hair turning gray, but you're still humming Sam's song.
All right, how's your brace?
Why, it makes you grin, gets under your skin, as only a song can do.
Oh, the people that you meet.
Hello, Joe, what you know, and remind me to mow. Tell them business is slow, but I'm whistling
Sam's song. Everyone you see
has a story to tell or a gimmick to sell, but agree that it's swell and it's really a grand song.
So forget your troubles and wear a smile. You'll find you'll never go wrong. If you learn to croon like a lark in the park, who is making his mark, serenading the dark with a chorus of Sam's song. If you learn to croon the happy tune, they call it Sam's song.
Bing Crosby and Gary Crosby, Bing's oldest son, along with Matty Matlock's All-Stars, Sam's song, a record that was in number five position that last week of July, 1950. Counting down now to record number four.
I want to be loved with inspiration. I want to be loved starting tonight. Instead of merely holding conversation, hold me tight. I want to be kissed until I tingle. I want to be kissed starting tonight. Embrace until our heartbeats intermingle. Wrong or right, I feel like acting my age. I'm past the stage of merely turtle doving. I'm in no mood to resist, and I insist the world owes me a loving. I wanna be thrilled to desperation. I want to be thrilled starting tonight with every kind of wonderful sensation. I want to be loved. I feel like acting my age. I'm past the stage of merely turtle-doving. I'm in no mood to resist, and I insist the world owes me a loving. I want to be thrilled to desperation. I want to be thrilled starting tonight.
sensation. I want to be loved.
A beautiful record holding down number four position that last week of July, 1950. Those were the Andrews Sisters with a backing by Gordon Jenkins, his orchestra and chorus. The spotlight primarily on Patty Andrews and her singing of I Want to Be Loved, record number four in the Big Band Countdown. The Indian has always been a partner of nature, not a destroyer of it. He wove legends about mountains, trees, lakes, and canyons. He believes in the spiritual forces of nature, but he has witnessed the erosion of his people, their customs, and their lands under the relentless tide of American civilization. Living close to nature, geared to the ritual of ancient ways, his way, the Indian way, seemed an anachronism in modern society. But now America is beginning to learn how valid his way was, how relevant to man's needs. From its Indian citizens, it is learning some lessons about restoring the balance between man and his surroundings. The Indian has maintained a vision of coherence and beauty. The land and the men upon it must exist in harmony. That last week of July, 1950, minimum wage in the United States was 75 cents an hour. Antihistamine was thought to perhaps be a cure for colds. It turned out that it wasn't, but then they thought maybe it would be. In the world of sports, Arthur Larson and Margaret Osborne DuPont ruled the tennis courts. Ezard Charles was the world's heavyweight boxing champion. Ben Hogan, the champion on the golf courses. And in horse racing, the champion was Middle Ground. In recordings, there was a new sound, but it was an old, old tune. Tommy Dorsey and his Clambake 7 have made that record of the original Dixieland One Step just about 3 months before this survey. Bobby Hackett featured with his cornet Peanuts Hucko on clarinet and the leader Tommy Dorsey playing trombone. And this is Chuck Cecil with a big band extra as we return now to the countdown. counting down to record number 3.
And to hear the music playing in the city square. Tenda, 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 come where all our friends will find us with the dancers there. Tenda, tenda, join the celebration. There'll be people there from every nation. Gone will find us laughing in the sunlight, dancing in the city square. Tenda, tenda, bump and dance the horror. 1, 2, 3, 4. All the boys will envy me for tenda, tenda. When the band is playing, my heart's saying, tenda, tenda, tenda.
Can't you hear the music playing in the city square? Tenda, 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 come where all our friends will find us with the dancers there.
Tenda, 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 can't you hear the music playing in the city square? Tenda, 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 come where all our friends will find us with the dancers there. Tenda, 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 can't you hear the music playing in the city square?
Last week of July 1950, Israel was a new nation and had given the United States a popular song, Tzena, 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 that version by Gordon Jenkins, his orchestra and chorus, record number 3. Counting down now to record number 2.
I'm gonna take another stroll downtown. Into the river.
Stop your gambling, Stop staying out late at night. Go home to your wife and family. Stay there by your fireside bright.
Irene, good night. Irene, good night. Good night, Irene. Good night, Irene. I'll see you in my dreams. Good night, Irene. Good night, Irene. I'll see you.
It was an old Huddy Ludbetter composition. But during that last week of July 1950, it had more popularity than Leadbelly ever thought it would have. Gordon Jenkins, his orchestra and chorus, along with the Weavers, singing the words to Goodnight Irene. It was record number 2 in this edition of The Countdown. And last week of July 1950, motion pictures being watched mostly were all about Eve, Born Yesterday, Cyrano de Bergerac. Books being read included The Wall, The Cardinal, The Disenchanted, and things like Look Younger, Live Longer, and Dianetics. On Broadway, there were some great plays like Country Girl and Members of the Wedding Party. And in music, great new sounds were being made by the big bands. Week of July 1950, vocalists were dominating the popularity charts. All the more reason to hear what was happening in the big band instrumental world. That was Woody Herman and his orchestra, Music to Dance To, they called the tune. And the number had been recorded just a month before our survey, on the 25th day of June 1950. We heard it now as an extra before we conclude this edition of the Big Band Countdown. You know, everyone is familiar with ecology. But did you ever wonder where the word ecology came from? Like a lot of words, it came from the Greeks. The first part of the word means home. The second part means study of. So it's the study of our home, actually our home planet, Earth. If we're going to make better use of our natural resources, it's important for all of us to know more about our home planet. Remember, it's your world. And now, here is America's favorite record during the last week of July, 1950. This was record number one.
Men have named you. You're so like the lady with a mystic smile. Is it only 'cause you're lonely they have blamed you for that Mona Lisa strangeness in your smile? Do you smile to tempt a lover, Mona Lisa? Or is this your way to hide a broken heart? Many dreams have been brought to your doorstep. They just lie there, and they die there. Are you warm? Are you real, Mona Lisa? Are just a cold and lonely, lovely work of art. Smile to tempt a lover, Mona Lisa. Or is this your way to hide a broken heart? Many dreams have been brought to your doorstep. They just lie there, and they die there. Are you warm? Are you real, Mona Lisa? Are just a cold and lonely, lovely work of art, Mona Lisa? Mona Lisa.
The voice of Nat King Cole, a one-time jazz pianist, rising to the top of the popularity charts as a vocalist. Nat King Cole's version of Mona Lisa was record number one that last week of July, 1950. This is Chuck Cecil, and for the past hour, it's been my big band countdown. We've listened to the 10 most popular records in the United States during the last week of July, swinging year 1950. From a collection of vintage publications and original records, this has been my survey of yesterday's top 10 records, the original scratchy records that now make up the big band countdown. This is the American Forces Network, Europe.
Doubleheader tonight.
New England, Miami at 7.
Denver, San Diego at 10.